Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, this is KYW's Dave Uram, Eagles Cowboys Sunday night at Lincoln Financial Field. Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger joined me Friday morning to give a preview. Good morning, Ray. The best quality, or one of the better ones about Dallas, is their fourth-ranked defense. What do the Eagles need to do to be effective on offense?
They need to just execute clearly, and they need to control the football, not make mistakes, and improve in an area where they were very good last year, which is on third down. Last year, one of the reasons the Eagles were so good last year was because they were really, really good on third down. And this year, not so much. Just 41% conversions, which ranks middle of the pack. And that's one area. If they start converting those third downs, then they can put some drives together, and it'll increase their point total. But Cowboys are very good in that area, and the Cowboys are very good defensively solid. Both of these teams are allowing an average of less than 20 points per game, which in the NFL today, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and Tennessee was able to beat Dallas the other night because they were 11 of 14 on those third downs. What's your prediction for Sunday, Ray?
Well, going back to the third down area, I really think the addition of Golden Tate is going to help the Eagles. I mean, he's been one of the most productive third down receivers in football for a number of years now out in Detroit. And even though he's coming in at midseason and he's new to the playbook, I think he and Carson Wentz are going to have a really good working relationship right from the start, even as early as Sunday. So I think he's going to help them on third down. I think this team is going to start hitting its stride. I think they're starting to get healthier. It's a shame that Darren Sproles isn't going to be back, but he will be eventually. But I think they're getting healthy at the right time. They understand the importance of the second half of the season with all these divisional games. Playing at home, I think the Eagles are going to win this game. Cowboys have not won a game on the road this year. They don't seem to be able to score on the road. So I'm going to say the Eagles, and I'm going to say 24-13.
24-13 Eagles, that's what Ray says. Thank you for your insight as always. Enjoyed our conversation. We'll talk next week.
All right, David, look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Ray Dittinger is on with us the last weekday morning leading up to an Eagles game and the first one after an Eagles game. You can always listen as well on the radio.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.